from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Shiite Muslims outraged by Saudi execution of cleric. Iran's supreme leader says Saudi Arabia will face divine revenge because of its execution of Sheikh Namer al-Namer, a prominent Shiite critic of Saudi Arabia's ruling royal family. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said today, the unjustly split blood of this martyr will have quick consequences. The supreme leader said Namer neither encouraged people into armed action nor secretly conspired for plots, but the only thing he did was utter public criticism rising from his religious zeal. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he was deeply dismayed by the executions. In India, Shiite Muslims marched through Srinagar, voicing their opposition to the numerous executions, especially the killing of Nimr. Sayed Mujahid was among the protesters in Srinagar.
We are protesting for the martyrdom of the Ayatollah Sheikh Bakr Namer in Saudi Arabia, along with 42 Mu'minin who were executed today. So we condemn this execution with strong words.
Namer, who led anti-government protests in 2011, was convicted in 2014 of sedition and other charges and sentenced to death. The Obama administration says it needs more time before it can move to impose new sanctions on Iran over its ballistic missile program. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said the additional work the U.S. is undertaking is not based on pushback from Iran. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani on Thursday ordered his defense minister to expand Iran's missile program in defiance of the threat of new U.S. sanctions. This is VOA News. Indian security forces are working to secure an Air Force base near the country's border with Pakistan that was the target of a deadly attack Saturday. Officials say 10 people were killed in the 15-hour battle, including 6 Indian guards and 4 suspected militants. Reuters News Service says one of the dead security guards was a gold and silver medalist in the 1995 Commonwealth Shooting Championships. The attackers are believed to be members of the Army of Mohammed, a militant group based in Pakistan that wants independence for Indian-ruled Kashmir. Israel says it has broken up a Jewish terror cell responsible for a deadly attack on a Palestinian family. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
An Israeli court has indicted 2 Jewish militants for an arson attack on a Palestinian home last July that killed a toddler and his parents. The assailants allegedly threw firebombs into the West Bank home as the family slept. The indictment said the suspects were members of a Jewish terrorist organization. They were identified as a 21-year-old West Bank settler and a minor. The Israeli Justice Ministry said 2 other Israeli males were indicted for other terrorist activities against Arabs and their property. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Barack Obama has declared an emergency in the flood-ravaged state of Missouri as major floodwaters move south. Saturday's move allows federal aid to help the state recover from massive flooding that has killed at least 2 dozen people, forced thousands of others to evacuate, and submerged huge swaths of farmland. Obama's declaration also permits the Federal Emergency Management Agency to coordinate disaster reliefs. U.S. President Barack Obama is heading back to Washington to begin the final year of his White House tenure. Obama, his wife Michelle, and their 2 daughters departed the U.S. Pacific state of Hawaii late Saturday night after their annual 2-week Christmas vacation in the president's birthplace. He plans to meet with Attorney General Loretta Lynch Monday to discuss an impending executive order aimed at expanding background checks on gun sales, which he is taking in response to a series of deadly mass shootings across the United States in recent years, including last month's massacre in San Bernardino, California. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is dismissing his appearance on a recruitment video made by the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. In the video, which was released Friday, Trump is shown at a campaign rally in South Carolina last month, reading a statement calling on the United States government to ban Muslims from entering the country. He had made the call in response to a deadly attack on that facility in San Bernardino. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.